But then they had problems with the god that they worshiped named Baal. Baal was a fertility god. And he was a god of whatever they wanted to make him, a god of the rain, the god of the sun, the god of the dew, the god of the sex goddess. They just worshiped him because it was this type of God that got their attention and led them. I know, and I preach and have preached before, and I talked about the Tower of Babel, and I talked about different things. I've had people mention back to me that I ought not be so old school and talk about the fact that horoscopes is a form of Baalism. And there are people that worship their horoscopes. You mean to tell me you would read what's going on November the 3rd and swear that that's your day and that was talking about you and God woke you up yesterday and you didn't give him no credit, but you give it to your horoscope today. Something's wrong with that worship. You walk down the aisle at the store and you look at what's on the book rack, and the book rack will say this is going to happen to you because Nostradamus said it's going to happen to you. You buy that book and you read that book and you begin to follow it all year. That's a God that you serve. You'll watch television one day and you'll look at that person and you'll watch that television show every day at that certain time, and you'll do what that person do, and you'll read the books that they tell you, buy the books they tell you, and you'll follow the stuff that they tell you. The craziest one I heard is telling single people not to have sex till after 90 days after you've met somebody. We hear that kind of stuff, and some of y'all know who I'm talking about. Some of y'all know the man that write those kind of, but we'll do that stuff and follow that stuff. That become our God, because that's not godly. God will tell us something in the Bible and tell us what to do, how to do it, and why not to do it. And he's the creator of your body, and you will ignore him. They forgot the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They had forgotten the God that fed them while they were in the wilderness. They had forgotten the God that brought them through the Red Sea. They forgot the God that brought them out of all of their trials and tribulations. We too have forgotten God. It seems that he is just another God. He is the forgotten God. He is that God that we use and we put on the shelf until we need him. Let him heal us, and when he heals us, we forget about him. Let us get the job that we want. We get the job we want. We forget about him. He is an old-fashioned, old-school, and a traditional God. He is the God of the old generation, and he is not the God of this culture. He is the God of the new generation. I come to share with you today, my brothers and sisters, because I've been guilty of it, and just writing this message, it taught me a lesson, is that God is the God. The culture does not change God. God changes the culture. Many of us, we are doing what the culture is doing, but God doesn't change. God is God over the culture. You don't stop doing what God tells you to do because the culture began to do it and the culture does what it wants to do. You continue to follow God. But I come to tell you in my closing, my brothers and sisters, don't forget Jesus.